News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A breakthrough deal has been reached to reduce the hospital trolley crisis, free up beds and extend routine care for patients as thousands of healthcare staff look set to work now over weekends. The agreement with healthcare unions will see senior consultants and crucially other staff, including social workers, administrative employees and therapists, rostered 5 over 7 days. And Marie Sherlock, Labour TD and spokesperson on health, joins us this morning. Marie, your reaction to this news?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, look, I think this is a very welcome breakthrough. Clearly, there has been very significant issues within the hospital system whereby, you know, most of the work is concentrated in Monday to Friday. And then, of course, we have then the trolley crisis and all the well-documented issues in emergency departments at the weekend. So, look, this is an important breakthrough and certainly will provide some reassurance to patients facing ED departments at weekends and indeed to staff. But I suppose the bigger issue for me here really is in terms of the staffing levels within hospitals at this point in time. Like, we know at the end of last year, I think there was a 785 unfilled consultant posts. We know when we talk to nurses that there is, you know, a huge strain there. And ultimately, we need to make sure that we have safe staffing levels, mandatory safe staffing levels within our hospital system and within other healthcare settings to ensure that that hospitals are operating at safe levels, because I think all too often what we're seeing is unfortunately systems being, you know, overstretched. And then that has all sorts of implications for trying to recruit additional staff in terms of the attractiveness of working.
You would imagine, though it would be easier to recruit additional staff if the system that they are working within is more pleasant, more streamlined and all of that. And some of the working practices that have had the kind of the 5-day working week in hospitals, despite the fact that patients get 6-7 days, is part of that problem. Can I ask you, what reading this to me shows me, and I say this as someone who worked in healthcare for a very long time, but I wondered about your take on it, that what this really highlights to me is the stranglehold that unions have on the health service.
Well, of course, I'm not going to agree with that now, Ciara.
Okay, well, let me elaborate. The reason I say this is we're being told that staff are going to be asked to volunteer for this new 5 over 7 days, but that those who have been hired within the health service since 2008 are actually contractually obliged to do it. So what that tells us is that for the last 17 years, we've been hiring people who are contractually obliged to work 5 over 7 days and yet didn't. And you tell me that that doesn't illustrate a stranglehold by unions.
So I actually think this has been a failure of management, to be frank.
So it's management not able to get the unions to do this? Or is it, do you see this? For 17 years, we have had this on people's contracts and not implemented it. Is that not outrageous?
I think what has been outrageous, to be frank, right, is that we've had we've had poor management of rostering within the Irish hospital system. And ultimately, we know that there's doctors and nurses working and indeed all the other health professionals and allied health professionals and support staff working in hospitals over 7 days. But the critical issue here has been that ultimately there has been an over-concentration of work Monday to Friday, mm-hmm. and a failure to roster on the Saturday and Sunday. And look, you know, we well documented individual examples now that have come to the I suppose to the public of individuals failing to be part of their contractual obligations work on weekends.
But is this not an issue that vested interests push back when their working practices are changed, even when they're contractually obliged to work with those working practices? Is that not what this is highlighting?
No, but the critical thing here, right, if a nurse starts in a hospital tomorrow, right, they're going to be available over the 7 days and they're going to do what they're told effectively, right? But what has grown up over time effectively has been a concentration of work Monday to Friday. And of course, that has to dramatically change.
And
the reality,
this has nothing to do with unions having a stranglehold.
No, I'd be absolutely unequivocal on this, right? Trade unions have always been a positive force working within the health system, representing what is in the best for both patients and for staff. Like, the reality here is that the nurses and I was a long-term official for SIP2 representing thousands of health workers across this country. But we know that the Nurses Union, for instance, has been campaigning for many, many years to ensure that we have minimum nursing and other staff levels within hospital systems. There's legislation gathering dust within the Department of Health, the Patient Safety Licensing Bill, since 2017. Okay. Went through pre-legislative scrutiny. It is sitting there the department, and it would provide for much stronger staffing levels within hospitals, and it has been abandoned by government.
Marie, thank you very much for joining us. I do appreciate you coming on and talking about it. That is Marie Sherlock there, Labour TD and spokesperson on health. Love to know what you think about all of this.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.